call a special meeting, or emergency, what do you call it?
Special meeting.
Call a special meeting for the city of Hamburg to discuss the water tower and SHPO reports for June 27th at 7 o'clock. We'll go ahead and rise for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, we're just here to discuss the lovely letter.
So I guess we'll hand it over to you guys.
Gentlemen.
To SEH here.
With me tonight is Chad Katzenberger. Chad is with SEH and he's been taking the lead on the design side of the tower. And also, Chad's been involved with most of the communication with the Department of Health and with SHPO. Just rewinding the tape a little bit back to late winter, early spring, when we were going through the review process, the State Historical Preservation Office, SHPO, had highlighted the old tower as a possible environmental impact. It's not on the historical registry, but they said because of its age and construction condition, it's a possible red flag. So the city hired the 106 group, if you remember, to do a study on the tower. They came back and said, look, there's a lot of these throughout the state. It's not anything that spectacular and shouldn't be on the list. That was submitted to the State Preservation Historical Office. They took the full 30 days to review that, unfortunately. And when they came back, they sent a letter out and said, we disagree. We think this is eligible to be on this state historic registry, or the National Historic Registry. So that now raises a red flag with the funding and says there's an environmental impact because you can't tear down this old tower because it's potentially on the potential list. So in a nutshell, if I jump in here, Chad, in a nutshell, in order for the project funding package to move forward, we've got to take that red flag up. So we've got to delete the tower down. And Chad, you had some conversations with Chad Colstead this morning or today, and he said that that's an option?
Right, right. So I've been talking with Chad Colstead, who administers the funds for the state. And in order to, you know, release those funds, the environmental review had to, you know, basically be good to go. And he wasn't able to make it good to go with the tank demo in the project. So he offered up an alternative. He said, hey guys, if you can take the tank demolition out, I can make this thing work, and we can get funded to move forward, and we can meet our posting dates. Kind of the concurrent time frame we're running up against is the start of the new fiscal year. So it's coming to a close, so in order to get funds from this funding cycle, we had to kind of get that stuff wrapped up and ready to go. So he said, you know, if we can take that out, I can make this thing go, we can get going on the new tower construction, and then from there, you know, maybe deal with the tank demo another day, sort of a thing. What that does do now is, there was $40,000 included in the bid for the tank demolition, which that would come out of the project as a line item, but that funding would also come out of the project as well. So that's kind of where we sit today. So it's basically in order to use this round of funding and use the current bid, so on and so forth, the only way to make it move forward right now at this point in time is to take the demolition out for now.
And that's really the need for the special meeting tonight. Like Chad says, we're up against the timeline for the fiscal year, so we need to get together before July 1st. And we need concurrence from the council that you're okay with moving ahead with the project without the tank demo, at least for now. We can continue to track on that course separately to try to get SHPO to allow us to take it down. But if we don't have enough time to do that between now and Sunday, I guess the 1st. So that would be the action for tonight. From our understanding, we don't need to award it tonight. We can do that after the environmental review letter comes out at the next meeting. So we'll officially award the project. Minus the tank demo at your next or regular
July 19th.
Yeah.
Council, any questions?
thoughts?
Let's just get this tower built and worry about the 40,000 later.
Has anyone talked to McGuire Iron about coming out of their bid?
Yeah, so, you know, they're aware of the situation, had some conversations with them. First and foremost, to make sure that their numbers were going to be still good because we held it for so long. And they informed me they're actually dealing with a similar situation in Minnesota with other cities for the very same reason.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And then just as far as the way the bid is laid out, being that demolition is a line item, you know, it's they get paid for the work that they do, and that won't be work they do.
Yeah. Chad, was that a subcontractor likely anyways?
Yeah, that's okay. Actually the same one that did.
Okay, yeah, same guy that did dealer. Okay. So it's just a subcontractor that would done that piece, and they just wouldn't hire that sub and pull that piece out.
Any other questions or thoughts? Otherwise, I'd look for a motion to remove the demo of the water tower from the grid.
I make a motion we remove the demo of the old tower from the bid.
Second it. Moved and seconded to remove the demo of the old tower from the bid. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. We'll remove it from the bid, and then hopefully we can get everything else moved forward and get our funding taken care of. I know tomorrow is a short day.
Okay. Well, all indications, Chad, was that it should be possible to.
Yeah. I spoke with Chad as far as getting the environmental review summary published. That has to go in the local newspaper of record. So I'll get that information off to them tomorrow morning, and then that'll get published on the 4th of July edition. And then it's a 15-day comment period, and then after that 15 days, officially break ground.
So is there anything more that staff needs to do in order to, with the PFA funding, or is that something that you'll take, when you have that conversation tomorrow morning, that you'll take care of moving that funding source forward?
Yeah, so I'll take care of getting the environmental review published. Of course, copy you, Jeremy, I'll email you and send them.
Okay.
And then from there, I think it'll be, crossing your T's and dotting your I's with them for the funding piece. But as far as I've got the environmental review piece, basically bumped up.
Maybe just one question before we part ways, as long as we got everyone in the same room. If the city wants to start pursuing the track to appeal, I'll say, Chapeau's decision, what would be maybe a good next step for that, Chad? I mean, would it be another conversation with the 106 group as far as their analysis and taking that to another level?
Yeah, and actually, before we got this far, they had actually kind of offered up and said, hey, this is what the process looks like. This is the first step. This is what it costs. If it is deemed eligible to be, you know, on the National Register, then this would be the next step.
Okay.
So I'll follow up with them on that and see what that would cost and engage them and have them do that work.
Is that something we should forward on to you guys so you can start taking a look at that, the next steps and the costs associated with that?
Yeah, send it to Jeremy so we can forward on to us.
Yep. Okay.
And then we can, if there's a desire to start that process now already, we can do that.
Sure. What happens, Justin, if we just say to hell with it? It's yours. You take care of it.
I don't know.
That's my stance as well.
Yeah. Yep. What are they going to do?
I don't know.
And then we leave a rusty bucket. Can I hang a sign on it that says our town looks like hell because of Chippo? Yeah. You know damn well I do it.
I know you would. I don't know what the legal implications are there. I guess I assume even though they're saying it's historical, the city still has ownership, unfortunately.
Yeah,
and responsible. Yeah.
From a
liability, et cetera,
I'm guessing.
Put a fence around it and done.
Yeah, they're saying the situation really has to do with the funding. If you were paying for this, you know, out of pocket without their funding, there wouldn't be really much they could do.
So if just on that note, if 2 years from now the city decided we're just going to pony up $40,000 cash and hire XYZ contractor to come in and tear it down, they may be able to do that.
I think it would be possible. And we're talking to Chad, he would have some heartburn over it because they would say, well, you guys can't do this kind of after the fact, but possible.
Right now, the pinch is we're using some federal dollars, and those federal dollars have all kinds of catches.
Layers.
Yeah, and they're saying, if this is even a possibility, we're not going to give you our money. You know, it's the golden rule. They got the gold, so they make the rules.
Yeah.
That's the pinch. But.
Do we have any idea? I mean, because now we're 3 months out on this project. Is McGuire Iron tied to other projects that, oh, yeah, we can be there in September? Or are they going to be able to start?
So my discussion
as soon as possible
was, you know, made the more of the situation. Say, hey, is your number still good? And they say, yeah, our numbers are still good. The only thing they would ask for is we had like a midsummer final completion date with whatever we went on beyond our 60 days that their contract would be extended beyond that. So in my mind, we're still able to fit it in the 2020 construction season because I think we had substantial final completion dates, but they were earlier in the summer, push it back. The big thing is painting weather for the water tower.
Right.
The end of September.
Just basically hours. Extend the completion date.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you start late and
yeah. Yeah, which is fair enough. I mean, you got it.
Yeah. And I'll
ask him too much.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like me and Jeremy had this conversation today too. In one step, it maybe does help us because it drags back our payment.
Right.
A little longer, so we got a little more time to pay off on our water treatment plant. To
Yeah, it gives you another 6 months of payments on that side. Right.
That's the only good thing that maybe comes out.
Boy, you got to look for a silver lining, don't you?
We got it. See, you better cut the power down.
Yes. So is there anything more that the council needs to do from the PFA application standpoint as far as authorization? For the staff to complete it, or for you guys, or whoever's doing the completion, is there anything more that we need to do?
Not tonight, no.
Also, any other questions? Any other thoughts?
Thanks, everyone, for taking time off to meet on short notice.
Thank you. Thank you.
And both of you guys, thank you very much. Yes. Okay, so then I look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Hamburg City Council emergency meeting or special meeting on June 27th is adjourned at 7:19.